Mishnah Gimel. From this point onwards, for the next pretty much two parokim, the focus of the Mishnah is Kiddush HaChodesh, when they would declare the Rosh Chodesh to be that day. And once Rosh Chodesh was declared, they had to let people know throughout the entire Eretz Yisrael and beyond which day Rosh Chodesh was, so that they would know which day Yom Tov would be, etc. Now, that's not necessarily relevant to many months. However, al shisha chadashim ashluchim yoitzim, in 6 months of the year, messengers would go out in order to let people know when Rosh Chodesh was, because only during those 6 months was it necessary. Firstly, al Nisan, for the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan, they would let people know now Pesach, because of Pesach, so that they would know what day Pesach fell. And they would not need to go in the month of Sivan to tell them when Shavuos would be, because Shavuos is always 50 days after Pesach. And by counting Sfiras HaOmer, people would know based on when Pesach was, when Shavuos would be. Secondly, Al Av, for the month of Av, Mipnei HaTainis, because of the fast of Tisha B'Av, that is considered a more severe and important fast than all of the other fasts except for Yom Kippur. And so they would make sure that people would fast that on the right date. And when it came to the other fasts, which are Midrabanon, such as Asura B'Teves and Shiva Asura B'Tammuz, they would pick one day and fast just on that day, which they assumed was Shiva Asura B'Tammuz, and they would not need to fast twice out of doubt, because of the extreme difficulty involved in fasting twice. Thirdly, Al Elul, the messengers would go out during the month of Elul, Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, in order to let people know when Rosh Hashanah would be. Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of Tishrei, so they would only know when it would be based on the previous month. And although that's not good enough, because they wouldn't know whether Elul would be 29 days or 30 days, Elul was actually always 29 days. This wasn't necessarily a guarantee, but it happened to be that that's what always came out. And so that was enough for people to assume that Elul would indeed be 29 days, and that's how they would know when Rosh Hashanah would be. However, they would still send messengers al Tishrei, in the month of Tishrei, Mnei Takonos HaMoyados, in order to know when the important dates of that month would be, namely Yom Kippur and Sukkot, because since it was possible to know with certainty for those days, since it was later than the first day of the month, so they would send messengers out in order that they would know with certainty when Yom Kippur and Sukkot would be. Number 5, Al Kislev, for the month of Kislev, Mnei Chanukah, because of Chanukah, to know when that would fall, while Adar Mnei Purim, and for the month of Adar, to know when Purim would fall. And the Mishnah adds, Zuchshoy Beis HaMikdash Kayom, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Yotzim Afal Iyar, the messengers would go out even for the month of Iyar, Mipnei Pesach Koton, because of Pesach Koton, also known as Pesach Sheni, and that is on the 14th of Iyar, for those who were not able to bring a Korum Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, the day before Pesach. Perhaps they were Tomei, so they would be obligated to do so a month later on the 14th of Iyar.